Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel. Yesterday, we had done a Mishnah. Mishnah Beis dealt with some of the criteria as to when the chiyuv to pay Hezek will apply, and it obviously spelled out as well when the chiyuv of Nezikin will not apply. It also discussed a halacha regarding the nature of the payment, how and with what it has to be paid, specifically when paying with karka. And now this Mishnah Gimel is going to be going on and giving us some more criteria regarding the tashlumin for Hezek itself, namely halachas about the payment for Hezek. Shum kesef. So this is a vague statement, and a lot of the statements in this Mishnah are vague and needed to be explained by the Gemara. In our case here, the Bar Tanura does the job for us and will spell out what these seemingly vague statements mean. So literally, shum kesef literally means the assessment of the damage, or the valuation of the damage has to be in money. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean? So the Bar Tanura explains that we have, for example, the following scenario. You have a situation where the behemah of Reuven, let's say, damaged Shimon's, let's say, shirt by stepping on it, and he damaged it. So Reuven's cow, Reuven's behemah came, stepped on Shimon's shirt, damaged it, and then subsequently, Reuven's cow, Reuven's behemah, broke its leg by slipping on Shimon's shirt that was lying on the ground. Bore. So now the Beis Din doesn't say that since both went ahead and had some type of damage done to them, Reuven's animal, behemah, got damaged by Shimon's shirt, and Shimon's shirt got damaged by Reuven's behemah, that it's a clean sweep and that they cancel each other out. Rather, Beis Din has to go ahead and make an exact evaluation monetarily of each person, Reuven's loss, Shimon's loss, and whoever owes the larger amount, he's going to be paying the difference. So for example, if the damage to the leg of the animal was much more than the damage to the shirt, so then obviously we're going to subtract the damage to the shirt from the amount that Shimon owes Reuven for the damage that Shimon's shirt did to Reuven's behemoth's leg, and that will be the total payment, chayiv, from Shimon. In this case, it will be Shimon who would have to pay to Reuven that amount. We move weiter. B'shavek kesef. So what does this mean? Now, for those who learn Kiddushin, normally there, shavek kesef just means the value of a certain amount of money in an object. So for example, a person could be mekadesh a woman with kesef, or with shavek kesef, or an item that's worth kesef, the minimal amount being a pruta. That's what shavek kesef means over there. Here, the Gemara explains that shavek kesef does not mean that. Here, shavek kesef specifically refers to karka, and it's referring to the following case. Now, why is karka, land, described as shavek kesef? So the Gemara explains, the Bar Tanura explains, that in a certain sense, metaltalin, things that are not land, movable property, is not really shavek kesef. It's not something that is something worth money, the value of money. It's not considered an item that's the value of money, because in a certain sense, metaltalin is money itself, because you can go ahead and hand it over, because it's metaltalin. So therefore, shavek kesef here refers specifically to karka, real estate. And what is this saying? So the Bar Tanura explains, again, these are vague statements, code statements, that you need to see the Bar Tanura, quoting the Gemara, to understand what it's talking about. And now it's referring to karka. But so what? A person's chayiv to pay for damage, regardless of whether he damages karka or metaltalin, you have to pay for damage. So what does this mean, b'shavek kesef, and something which is worth money, namely land? So Gemara, Bar Tanura explains, the case is talking about where the mazik, the one who is damaging, he dies, and when he dies, his property is yarshined to the yesomim. The yesomim get the yerusha of the karka, and the halacha here is that the only time the nizak, the one who is damaged, can collect from the yesomim is if the mazik left over karka. Karka has a lien on it. When there's a chiyuv to pay, when the mazik has a chiyuv to pay the nizak, his land has a shibud, it's called a shibud nechasim, there's a lien in the property, and the lien in the property is specifically in karka. And therefore, if he dies, the nizak, the one damaged, can only collect from the land, from the karka of the yesomim, because there's no lien on the movable property. The yesomim do not have the yershim, the one who inherits from the father, the mazik, they do not have the chiyuv to pay. They didn't do the damage, their property did the damage, it was the father's property did the damage. But if there is a lien in the property of the mazik, because he was chayiv, So then the Yoresh of the Mazik will have to give up that property to the Nizak, to the one damaged. But he will not have to give it and pay up from any movable property, any cash or liquid, other than karka. He will not have to, the Yoresh will not have to compensate the Nizak, the one damaged. Bifnei Bezdin, so what does this mean? So once again, these are all code words, vague statements that are teaching us more halachos regarding the tashlum and the payment for Hezek. And this is saying that Nizikin needs to be adjudicated. It needs to be decided. The evaluation of Hezek, this has to be done by a Bezdin of, when it says Bezdin, it usually means a Bezdin of Mumchim. Mumchim are Dayonim that have smicha. They're expert Dayonim. And that's what has to be done in front of. Now, the Gemara also explains that the actual halacha is that really even ordinary Dayonim, ones that do not have smicha, do not need to be the ones judging damages. So, for example, today, there is no smicha. We don't have the direct smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't have what's called Dayonim Mumchim. So did that mean that Beis Din nowadays cannot go ahead and do a Din Torah on Nezikin? It's not true. They can. There are specific types of Dinei Mominus and damages that they cannot judge, and that is if it's the type of Nezek or damage that has the status of being a Knas, as opposed to a regular Chiyuv Tashlumin. This will be explained as well in the Gemara here in Bava Kamma Mor, and later on in Taktes Vav, as well as sugyas in Maseches Sanhedrin. The Mishnah continues again with another statement, Baal Pi Edim B'nei Chorin B'nei Bris. This is a little more straightforward, that in order for someone to be obligated to pay in a situation where he doesn't readily agree, if he's in court and he's being forced to pay for damage that his animal caused, it can only be proven in a court with Edim that are free, meaning they can't be Avadim, and Eved cannot be an aid, and they have to be B'nei Bris. They have to be Jews. And they're actually B'nei Chorin, meaning men, free men. Women also cannot be an aid. And then it continues on, the Hanashim B'chlal HaNezek, although Edim cannot be an aid to testify in a court case of Hezek, Nashim are B'chlal HaNezek. They are included in the halachos of Hezek, of damages, namely whether a woman is a Mazik or a Nizak, whether she's the one damaging or her property is the one damaging or her property got damaged, she has the same status of men with respect to these halachos of being chayiv for Hezek or being compensated for Hezek. Finally, the last statement of the Mishnah, another vague statement that without the Vartanura quoting the Gemara, we do not know what this statement is referring to. V'hanizak v'hamazik b'sashlumin. And this is saying that who pays? Not only does the one who is damaging, the mazik, pay, but also the nizak pays. Now, that seemingly does not make sense. Why should the nizak pay? So obviously that means that there are scenarios where the nizak, the one whose property was damaged, the one whose, let's say, animal was damaged, will actually share in the tashlumin, in the payment. What's the example of this given? So if a behema, for example, was killed, and later this nevela, this dead animal of the nizak, it goes ahead and it decreases in value. So the halacha is that the mazik only needs to pay for the nizak's loss at the time of the damage, and not for the loss that occurred later when the nevela or the carcass goes ahead and loses value because it starts rotting. So in a certain sense, the nizak is paying as well, in that he is really not getting compensated for the total loss, because the animal, when it dies, will then devalue. To explain it a little better, let's say, for example, you had a behema that was worth $1,000, and it was killed, and its nevela was worth, let's say, $100 at the time when it was killed. So the mazik has to pay $900. Now, this is regardless of the fact that before the behema, the nevela, actually is brought to court and its value has now gone down from $100 to $50, even so, the mazik only has to pay $900. And the nizak is basically losing out of $50 of the nevela's depreciation.